ओम शांति। आप सबकी स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर बाबा के पास पहुंची तो बाबा के सामने
The day after Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reached Baba in the subtle region. I saw that many, many brothers and sisters had already reached before me. Baba was giving everyone blessings through drishti. This beautiful scene was unfolding, and then in 1 second, very loud sound could be heard, like a siren. But sound too was quite sharp and very different. And as soon as I heard the sound, there was upheaval in the five elements, somewhere storms, somewhere heavy rain. So there were different scenes of upheaval in nature. In another direction, there was a conflict of sanskars. It was like a web of these sanskars that were in conflict with each other. It was as though the spider was getting more and more entangled in this web. Another sound of the siren was heard, and then different forms of Maya were visible. Some places very enticing form of Maya, some places fearsome. In some places Maya was in the form of a cyclone. So after seeing all of this, some children started to get a bit scared, and they told Baba, "Baba, what is happening here?" Baba replied, "This is the warning of time . Time is cautioning everyone for beforehand, so that the children can create such an inner stage that they are able to keep themselves detached in these kind of situations, loving yet detached." But the children were still getting scared, frightened. So what did Baba do? Baba continued to give the children very loving drishti. And then what happened was a tray appeared in front of the children. There were beautiful diamonds laid out on this tray. Nature, transformation, all of these things will happen. Transformation will take place. But what do you children have to do? As diamonds, you have to spread light all around. So the diamonds on this tray were sparkling very beautifully. The light from the diamonds is spreading out in different directions. But what did the children do? The children were picking up the beautiful diamonds and putting it in their pockets. And so the light that was spreading out from these diamonds were helping reduce and settle down all these situations and scenes of Maya. Some who had kept the diamonds in their pockets, those diamonds changed into stones. So the children looked at Baba with a question. And so Baba explained, whatever you have given to Baba, you have to spread vibrations from what you have become, what you have taken from the Father. You have to become the embodiment of that and spread vibrations. Sometimes the children become a bit slack, But Baba has already cautioned you that these situations are not new. They've come to make the children firm and perfect. I then saw Baba giving drishti to all the children and they transform into angels. Baba then said, now become those angels and fly around throughout the world. You angels have a big duty to carry out in this transformation of the world. So these angels started to flying out to in different directions. The wings of some children were getting trapped in the storms and falling off. The wings of other angels were shaking, moving up and down. Baba then said, Baba has already instructed you to stabilize yourself in the stage of the original self. Baba has bestowed such powers on all the children so that you continue to fly around the world. And wherever there are these delicate situations, you can go with your mind and give sakash to souls who are unhappy, peaceless. Let them feel that someone is coming in front of me and showing me the ray of hope. And through that ray of hope, let them recognize the Father. And with this cooperation, they too will be able to contribute towards world transformation. Baba also showed scenes of how scientists are heavily engaged in their research. There are other souls who are contributing in an incognito way for transformation, so you children have to pay attention to those souls as well. At the present time, have a big heart, carry out incognito effort making, increase the power of silence, empower your inner stage and create such a beautiful stage for yourself and present that to all. The children are making their spiritual efforts, they are also making plans for service. New students, new children continue to come to Baba's homes, but with the power of silence, give them good experiences. Let them have the feeling that time is changing and we have to empower ourselves. Let them understand that God is their companion and it's only through God that we can attain everything. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then said, understand the siren of time. It continues to blow from time to time to make the children alert, active, and perfect. Time is helping the children become perfect. Time continues to give signals. So understand these signals from time and continue to make your own stage more powerful. Be the detached observer, stabilize yourself in your original state of being a point. Continue to fill other souls up as well. You have to finish this task of world transformation and become perfect. Baba once again gave the drishti to all the children. They were all in their angelic form. Everyone was very light. Everyone was smiling beautifully. Baba then said, always remain light in every situation. Continue to smile. You have the Father's company. Look at transformation, the scenes of transformation, and make your stage powerful. Om Shanti.